It's here and now, and we're about 1 month away from the date Congress has set to cut funding to the Department of Homeland Security in protest of President Obama's executive actions on immigration. After the elections in November, the president acted to shield millions of immigrants living here illegally from deportation, and Republicans have already passed a bill in the House that would block the president's action. Univision News anchor Jorge Ramos is warning the GOP, though, that standing in the way of that executive order is political suicide. Jorge, welcome back.
Great to be here.
Well, this week, Speaker of the House John Boehner announced plans to pursue legal action against the Obama administration for the president's executive actions on immigration, and he talked about it on the House floor recently. Let's listen.
I appreciate all the efforts of those working to fix our broken immigration system, especially since I'm one of them. What we're dealing with is a president who has ignored the people, has ignored the Constitution, and even his own past statements.
Jorge Ramos, do you believe Republicans when they say that this is an issue of executive overreach and not immigration?
Well, that's possible. But before that, let me just say that it is John Boehner who is blocking immigration reform. He is personally blocking immigration reform. He could have changed that, but he isn't. Now, Republicans have a problem right now because they clearly don't want President Obama's executive action on immigration. They don't like that. Although 89% of Latinos, according to Latino Decisions, agree with President Barack Obama. So the problem for Republicans is to go against President Barack Obama and not to be seen as attacking Latinos and immigrants. And that's going to be close to impossible because the message, the direct message to the Latino community is we don't want you here. We don't want what President Barack Obama has done for you. That's very negative. And that's very problematic for Republicans in the next election.
You're saying they can't make that argument and just say, look, it's not about you. We're just talking about the fact that we don't like what President Obama did. That will not wash with Latinos.
Exactly. And they can differentiate that message. When you're talking about immigration, it's something so personal. Half of all Latinos in this country, over 18 years of age, are immigrants. So if you are attacking one part of the Latino population, you're basically attacking the whole Latino population. And that's going to have enormous political effects in 2016.
What about the argument that we've heard Republicans make and we heard John Boehner make there that President Obama had claimed for a long time that he did not have the authority to do what he ended up doing, though?
That's what President Obama told us. And for many years, he was saying, I'm not the king and I'm not the emperor of the United States. When I had the opportunity to talk with President Obama, I confronted him on that issue because he could have stopped deportations many years ago, and he didn't. And because of that, he literally destroyed thousands and thousands of Hispanic families. I don't know exactly why President Barack Obama changed his mind, but at the end, we won the argument. In other words, he did have the authority to stop deportations, and that's precisely what he's going to be doing in a couple of weeks.
And now you say that Republicans will not be able to win the White House back until they make a major shift on this issue. What do they have to do, in your view, to win back Latino voters, only a quarter of whom supported Mitt Romney in 2012?
You know, lately the Republican Party has been complaining that many Latino journalists, and me included, that we're only asking them about immigration, and they think that is not fair. Well, the truth is that poll after poll says that the most important issues for Latinos are, of course, like the rest of Americans, economy, education, healthcare, and that is true. However, the most important symbolic issue for Latinos is immigration. Immigration tells us who is with us and who is against us. If all their potential presidential candidates have anti-immigrant positions, I haven't heard of a single one presidential candidate or possible presidential candidate from the Republican Party who is for a path to citizenship for the 11 million or the majority of the 11 million in this country. Not yet. And even I heard Jeb Bush yesterday saying that that he would politely ask them to leave, talking about undocumented immigrants. So I guess the Latinos will politely tell him that they don't agree with him. I mean, for Republicans, immigration is the elephant in the room. They don't want to talk about it, but it's right there and it's affecting them all the time.
In fact, just this week, this came up in a confirmation hearing for Loretta Lynch, the nominee to become the new attorney general, President Obama's pick to become the new attorney general. I want to play you a clip from that hearing, starting with a question from Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama.
Who has more right to a job in this country?
a lawful immigrant who's here, a green card holder, or a citizen, or a person who entered the country unlawfully.
Well, Senator, I believe that the right and the obligation to work is one that's shared by everyone in this country, regardless of how they came here. And certainly if someone is here, regardless of status, I would prefer that they be participating in the workplace than not participating in the workplace.
Jorge Ramos, what do you make of that? And how would you answer that question? Who has more right to a job in this country, as Senator Sessions said?
Everyone in this country has a right to work. Everyone in this country. And I do understand that we have 11 million people who came to this country. They broke the law and that they are in the country illegally. However, they are here and we're responsible for that. They are here because there are thousands of American companies who hire them. And they are here because there are millions of Americans, including you and me and all the people listening, who benefit from their work. So, in other words, we can say it's only the responsibility. No, it's our responsibility that they are here. They are here because we need them. They are here because they are doing the jobs that no other American wants to do. And I wish, I honestly wish, that this country will eventually integrate and treat all immigrants the same way it has treated me. I mean, this country has been incredibly generous with me. I was born in Mexico, and this country gave me the opportunities that my country of origin couldn't give me. And I just hope that those who came after me would be treated in the same generous way.
I have one more question for you, Jorge Ramos,
sure.
And that is for you personally. You're a journalist. You've been called the Hispanic Walter Cronkite. But Sean Spicer, the communications director for the Republican National Committee, has said that you've become such an activist on immigration policy that you're now, quote, taken with a grain of salt. How do you respond to that?
My job as a journalist is sometimes to tell truth to power. And I've reported accurately about how Republicans are blocking immigration reform right now and how they're attacking immigrants. So if that's not the case, if the Republican Party don't agree with that, they know how to reach me. I truly believe that immigrant rights are human rights. So I sometimes don't get it. And again, I think Republicans, they really have to understand that immigration is the elephant in the room for them. And trying to silence those journalists who criticize them is not the right way to go. I think the right way to go is simply to change their immigration policy. And sooner or later, they're going to have to realize that without the Latino, that without the immigrants, they're not going to be able to get to the White House. And I think they are concerned. The Republican Party is very concerned right now because they don't know how to get to that third of the Latino vote yet. And they have 2 years to fix that problem. And if they can't fix that problem, they're going to lose the White House again.
Jorge Ramos, Univision News anchor and host of America with Jorge Ramos on Fusion. Jorge Ramos, thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Thanks for the conversation.
And this is a topic, as always, that elicits a lot of different opinions. We welcome yours at our website, hereandnow.org. Just leave a comment with this story.